Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Toad moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Toad moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive towards first. Hauser catches it and steps on first to double up Williams. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn fires to first and has Tate trapped. There's the throw to Boley, who tags Tate for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerber for the out. Tate moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morris, and towards Reagan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Heving and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Joe Boley. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Simmons now pitching. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Reagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Pat Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Miller reaches second base with a double. Hauser moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Miller moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Flagstead. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cochran bunts towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving has Cobb trapped. The throw from Heving to Meyer and back to Heving, who tags Cobb out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.